strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 25th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And it is the day of the finale, the final live feed update of the season. No more after this. The finale is tonight. We are going to find out who wins Big Brother 24. All comes down to this. And here we are again. Yesterday was day 81 in the house. And today on the feeds, on Sunday, on September 25th, it's actually day 82 in the house. Day 82 is not going to get an update. They're going to be live for probably roughly three more hours. So unless something major changes in the next 3 hours, this is it. So let's talk about it. There's not a lot to talk about here, of course. I'm going to be here just briefly, maybe answer a couple of questions before we go. I will be live tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out, watching the finale live with all of you. So make sure you're hanging out with me there. Should be an interesting time. And then, of course, later tonight, we're going to be talking on the podcast about it all. I'll also probably be hanging out on Twitch a little earlier today. You know, just kind of chatting about the end of the feeds and all that stuff. So go over there, hit the follow button. Be notified if I go live. But let's talk about yesterday. Just a couple of things to take note of. Turner really like confirming again and again to Monty that he plans to take him to the final two. He's asking Monty about like what he should say when he cuts Taylor. He talks about being very excited to be sitting in the final two with Monty. I do not doubt that part of this is manipulation on Turner's end, hoping to, you know, make sure that Monty, who continues to not confirm to Turner that he will take him to the final two, will hopefully take him to the final two. But I also do believe that in this moment that Turner is at this time planning to take Monty to the final two. It seems as though that is the case. I would say, as always, I've been saying it all week, there is definitely a chance he decides to go in a different direction. But I think that chance has become very small at this point. The amount of times he's talked about, like, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't say this to you if I didn't plan to take you. I wouldn't jerk you around like that, Monty. It really does seem like Turner will take Monty to the final two. However, I do expect that if Turner won the final three HOH, you know, there's not a lot of time in between winning and choosing, but I do think that Taylor would try probably to go to Turner and say, hey, just so you know, Monty's been telling me what you've been telling him all week long, and he planned to take me and cut you in the final two. So, you know, we'll see. Again, I think probably huge chance that Turner takes Monty. Still, maybe tiny, tiny chance he takes Taylor at this point. And this is also becoming increasingly more important. And it's a little bit Taylor's fault here. In fact, maybe a lot Taylor's fault. We'll see. But Turner has been studying. And Taylor has been helping him study. And he is now considerably more knowledgeable about the kinds of questions that might be asked in part three of the final three HOH. And I would say almost entirely due to Taylor's help, because he had no idea what to study and he had no idea what these answers were until she helped him out. He's going to even ask her to quiz him. And he is going to get most of those questions right. At the end of the night, late into the night, he even went to the cameras in the bathroom and he was rattling off some of his knowledge. So this is what Turner knows now. He knows the order of evictions, which is pretty straightforward. But he also knows the eviction votes for every single eviction. Right off the top of his head, he knows the number of vetoes won by each player. He knows the number of vetoes played by each player. He knows the vetoes, number of vetoes won by women versus by men, and all kinds of stuff like that. Like that's mostly what he knows, right? Lots of numbers, specifically about, he knows HOH is won by men, by women, by each individual. And that knowledge is definitely valid. I mean, those are the basics. Those are the very easy things. If you point those things out, you can figure them out. Those are the things that I was expecting him to not do well, because basically how this final three HOH works is that you're given three facts. You usually have to pick out the fake one. And so even though it's usually very easy to determine what's true and what's false, if you don't know it off the top of your head, you now have three things to quickly figure out. You usually don't have enough time. And that's where I felt like Turner would fail. Now he knows a lot of these things off the top of his head. There's only eight questions. And if most of the questions have at least two things that he feels good about, he knows, or maybe even just one thing and he can guess 50-50 on the other one, I do think that Turner has a shot at taking this one. It's definitely not as much of a slam dunk as it was a few days ago, in my opinion. So worth noting. Now, things that are likely to be in this HOH competition that Turner does not seem to know, or at least he hasn't been studying, are things like order of elimination in competitions. He also is not talking about competition names, so he may not remember those specifically. You usually get some facts like, hey, Monty dropped before Joseph in the wall comp that I didn't study the name for. Or this person was out in this place in this competition. But again, if you, and yes, this is a good point for Matthew, Monty is not studying those things either. So from what Monty is studying, it's a lot of the similar stuff to what Turner's studying. I really do think that this could, again, be a lot more up in the air than it was before. Turner has caught up significantly to where Monty is, I think, at this point. So keep all of that in mind. Now, on Monty's end of things, he's going to talk with Taylor and he is going to talk about how he's been thinking a lot about what to say to Turner when he evicts him. He wants to say something along the lines of like, hey, you know, you made your big move. I've got to make my own big move. He wonders if there's any time before the vote that maybe he could let Turner know that it's coming. He feels very bad. He's going to start like getting a little bit emotional about it because he's really expecting me to pick him, he says, and it feels not good, but he knows that he needs to take Taylor. I think, again, at this point, almost definitely Monty will be taking Taylor and very likely Turner will be taking Monty. I'm even more confident about Monty because there's no reason to tell Taylor that you're taking her, whereas strategically there is reason for Turner to be telling Monty. But I am still pretty confident Turner will take Monty at this point and very confident that Monty will take Taylor. So they also are just going to be practicing some speeches. Specifically, Taylor is going to be practicing her final two speech. This is also important. We've heard some things from some people, specifically Hamster Watch tweeted that the jury roundtable has, in fact, happened, of course, and that it basically there was a lot of pro Monty sentiment and there was a lot of pro Taylor sentiment. And you know, that's not super surprising based on, I think, what we've been expecting, that it could be very close. There was also an interview that came out recently with the jury members, where you had Indy talking about who played the best game in the jury house. And she said, Michael played the best game. And I think that Michael and Taylor deserved to win. Weird that she used past tense, but that she says she thinks Michael and Taylor deserve to win. That means that Indy seems to perhaps be a Taylor vote, which is not one of the key votes I think that I was looking for, but definitely helps sort of solidify that perhaps you do have Jasmine and Indy on the side of Taylor, which could be important, especially if you also have Brittany on board. You then need Michael and Joseph probably, or Alyssa. I think those are the votes that she's vying for. And either way, I think it's going to be very close. And with that in mind, if it is very close, if it is very sort of up and down, and there are a couple of swing votes who are maybe leaning Monty, but could be swayed in a different direction, the speeches could matter a lot. I really hope they give them a decent amount of time for them, especially because Taylor, I think, is capable of crushing these speeches. She's going to talk about some of what she's going to say. She says that she's proven she can win competitions, but the game is about more than just competition wins. She wants to point out some things she's done socially. She says she doesn't want to guilt the jury into voting for her, but she does need to be able to sell her game based on what her experience was. She says this season could mean something. She thinks you can win this game by persevering and surviving, that no matter how many times you get kicked down, you get back up and you can be victorious. She says, I don't care how many people deny it based on comp wins and strategy. I deserve to be a Big Brother winner too. She hopes that's not too wild of a claim. She says, Monty may have more blood on his hands, but I have bled out the most, and I have stitched myself back together, put bandages on my bruises, and carried myself to this finale. We know Taylor is good at speeches. And I think that she may need something big like this to grab those couple of votes that she might need against Monty in the event that Monty does win that final three HOH and takes her, which is looking a little less likely than it was, again, just a couple of days ago. So we will see. We will see where this goes. That's about what we had yesterday on the feeds. Again, looking at tonight, I think we're going to have a final three HOH competition between Monty and Turner. I think that one might be a little closer than people thought, certainly than I thought. I think Monty still probably has an edge, but man, Turner definitely has caught up a lot. So that could be definitely that could be a tense one. And then in the event that Monty is sitting next to Turner, I think it's very clear that Turner loses. Monty wins the game. Monty, if he wins, I think we'll cut Turner. And between Monty and Taylor, it could be very close. It could be... I don't think anybody knows exactly where it would go. I think you probably still have to lean in the direction of Monty, because I think that Taylor probably has to get some work done in her speeches and questions in order to win back some of that ground. And those questions and speech time, very limited in the last few years. So we will see. Once again, we will see. So that's about what I have for you today. Of course, again, make sure you come and find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We'll be hanging out, talking about the finale, watching the finale tonight. Should be a good time. If you want to ask a couple of questions before we wrap up here, feel free. But you can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. I'm also dropping Among Us videos on YouTube. The most recent one is our first time on Airship, the new map that was introduced. You can watch me being confused and discombobulated. Let's see. Will I be analyzing past season's jury segments on Twitch. Just in terms of like the questions asked and how much time they have. Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of thing we do over on Twitch. Sort of deep analytical stuff. I went back and I looked at some of the questions that were asked last season too, to see what kinds of questions might be asked. And that's why I feel like it could be a little bit closer than we think. How do I think Turner would react to Monty telling him beforehand that he's taking Taylor? I don't think he'd take it well. I can tell you that. I think he'd be very upset, might cry. Would be a whole thing, I think. Let's see here. As of right now, I don't think that we have any exit interviews scheduled. I think that it's a bit of a mess over there. Not sure what's going on. Either way, of course, I will be reaching out to some of these people and scheduling deep dives if they are willing. Let's see. What time did the finale of the live feeds end permanently? I'm guessing at around like 11, 12, Big Brother time. So just a few hours from now. It's usually when it happens. Link to the Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Just drop it in the address bar. I think Taylor will win it. America's favorite player. I don't think that's too hot of a take here. Oh, right. The jury segments as in the, I get what you're saying, Ariel. Let's see. Not as bad as Nicole Franzl getting cut. No, I don't think so. It's funny though that Turner referenced Cody California cutting Nicole in the preseason, and he is in exactly that position right now. Would Monty change his mind if he knew she helped him study? No, I don't think so. I don't think Monty cares. I don't think he cares. I think he thinks he has a better shot against Taylor. I think that's why he's taking her. Do I think Monty revealing it would push Turner to take Taylor? It's certainly, if he revealed it before the competition, it would definitely give Turner, I think, the incentive that he needs to take Taylor if he won. Yes. But I don't think he will say it before the competition for exactly that reason. How certain are we that Turner is really going to take Monty to the final two? I would say for me, I'm like 90% right now. As things currently stand, they could change. What am I going to do with all my free time? I'm going to sleep. Am I playing Goose Goose Duck today? Yes. What jury interview am I talking about? EW with Dalton Ross. Check it out. Do I think Monty will throw the competition? No, I definitely don't think he will throw the competition. I think he absolutely wants to win it, and he wants to be sitting next to Taylor and not Turner in the final two. So I think he will be trying to win it at all costs. Okay. All right. That's what we've got. Come find me on Twitch if you have more questions, you want to chat more. I'll be streaming today. I'll be streaming some Goose Goose Duck with the crew, and I'll be hanging out for probably the end of the feeds whenever that happens, whether it's during Goose Goose Duck or not. And then I'll be live for the finale, watching it with you guys. It's going to be tense. We're going to make predictions. It's going to be a good time. And then back here, recap, Rob is a podcast. We're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. All right. Good luck, everyone. Hope you fare well on this finale day. Thank you all so, so much for joining me throughout this whole journey here on the Live Feed Updates. Yet another season in the books for the Live Feed Updates. The Live Feed Update crew, you guys are the best. You got us to 100K subscribers on YouTube. It was you. I see you. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. I know Rob does. And see you next season.